You're listening to a best of Table Talk with Rookies fam. No, just kidding. I just wanted to see your guys'
You're
reaction.
Scaring me.
I was just like, why?
No, they're not.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whatever time you're kind enough to listen in on our family. It's Table Talk with Rookies family, the podcast family. All over social media, we're recording this Sunday morning, September 8th at about 10:37.
September 8th.
Did I say September?
Wow.
I wish.
No, you don't.
I don't.
You'd be back in another school year.
No, I don't.
It is March 8th.
What
March
a week 8th. Our family is having.
This is a this really week? Craziness. This is a really good episode for you people to tune in because...
Well, I guess we're all in for a surprise because I didn't even know what's happening.
The 15-year-old remains immune.
I'm very confused as well.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I am too.
All right.
I'm not. I know what you're talking about.
Dad had a job that came and went in a week.
Okay, that's true.
You're potentially striking as of Tuesday.
It's all right. I'm going to look good on the picket line. I just got my hair done. I happen to have a good feeling that everything's going to work out, so that's why I'm not anxious about it. Because
Gabe graduated.
I don't think we know what's happening.
Driver's Ed.
Gabe,
it's not graduated. It's just I'm done with the class.
I just have to say that Gabe graduated it because he doesn't like that. So
and driver's the training
academy performed well in the state tournament.
St. Thomas Academy lost to Hill Murray, the eventual champion.
Don't say that on the podcast.
I'm
still not over
it. It's not a spoiler alert.
I'm still not. No, I mean like I don't want Hill Murray to have that praise because I'm still not over it.
And Matthew is risking his life by traveling to another country. Matthew's not with us today.
Gabe doesn't know that either.
Matthew's in Mexico, Gabe.
Oh, yeah, I did know that.
Matthew flew to Puerto Vallarta yesterday morning and is going to be hanging out there for a week, and then he's coming home, so he will be with us. You'll be able to see him probably before we will at the Twin Cities Auto Show because we will be recording our next podcast there next Sunday. Between 10:30 and 12:30. So if you would like to stop by and say hi, maybe ask a question or two, or meet the infamous family of dysfunction, you can certainly do that.
Yeah.
And speaking of family dysfunction, you will find that we're far from perfect with everything we have going on, but our life is an open book. Pretty much, most things. We're not going to tell them all the real secrets, but for the most part, we're happy that you are listening. And we ask that you go ahead and send us a review or tell a couple of your friends to listen to Table Talk. It's not Garage Logic. So if you're a garage logician, this is an extension of the show. It's a completely different show. But it has to do with these kids that you've grown up with.
I think they know that if they're listening to it.
Well, maybe they're new. Maybe you're a new listener.
I have to say, we haven't had any reviews in a while, and it makes me sad because I love reading when people comment. So please go. This is a little self-brag. We do have 5 out of 5 on our reviews.
Nice.
But I love when people review or email us or message us because they're fun to read. We don't always respond, but we are reading, just not responding all the time because it's a lot of work.
I'm just kidding.
But we don't always respond, but we do see when people comment. So,
yeah. So we
always appreciate any comments.
And where can they comment?
Well, they can send us an email. And our email
is thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
Thank you. They can Facebook message us. They can Instagram DM us. We had someone tweet at us last night. Actually, something that's really funny. I'll retweet that. And then they can also review us on the iTunes app.
Yeah.
Okay, this is boring. Let's get into what we're going to talk about.
Okay, I'm going to do one review. I'm going to do one review here that... I got from Robert Beeler, who said, I wrote you a couple of weeks ago from Utah telling you how much I love your podcast. I offered to give you some crowdsourced sponsorship. He was serious about Venmoing some cash to keep things on board. Let me skip over that. I think you could find a classy way to offer that options to others. Okay. America needs this example of a nuclear family. You all at Garage Logic have nailed it when you ascertained that the breakdown of society started with the breakdown of the American family. We need your Table Talk to become a must-listen for those of us who love America. From the failed academy in Utah, Robert Beeler. What a kind-hearted soul you are, Robert. Thank you for listening all the way in Utah. I hope you're spreading the word out there. We are far from perfect, but I think we represent just the regular family. We don't We have exciting lives, and we have ups and downs, and I really appreciate you being a loyal listener. And yeah, send all you want. That's not a problem. We're not soliciting. No.
Thank you, but that is very nice.
But you can do your part by spreading the word.
Absolutely.
All right. Am I starting out here?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, wait.
It's funny that I'm starting out.
I thought Dad was going to talk. I thought we were going to talk a little bit about our week.
I was going to. That's something we can review, and then we'll hit stuff. My my week was very exciting. I guess I'll just out myself. I had my life on the line for about 72 hours, sworn in as a federal employee of the Department of Homeland Security.
Let me stop. Thank God it didn't work out, because if I had to hear about him being a federal employee at home one more time, I was going to move out.
Most of it's classified, so I would not be able to talk to you about it.
He took it way too seriously.
Asking you guys to address me as Officer Dad, I thought was... I've earned my stripes.
Never.
Even though I never received them.
Never.
You did. We had to cut them out of the shirts.
To give back the patches. From October, this is how long this process was. Starting in October, I had applied for a part-time position as a TSO officer in the over at the airport. And that would have been screening people, screening boxes, leading lines, doing security, whatever. I hadn't even gotten my orders. But
my God, this is so awful.
Oh, my God. Your orders?
From my superiors.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Thank goodness this didn't happen. It's a blessing in disguise. It truly is.
I can't reveal.
Okay, continue.
I can't reveal the confidential information.
I'm going to punch you.
I'll try to. Well, then you would be attacking a former federal officer of the law. So you just watch it. I never made it down to... the officer's training in that was in 2 weeks.
Stop.
So I did. There were so many different processes that I had to go through. There were many layers.
Yes, there were.
There's about 8 or 9 different things I had to do to complete this. Passed all my background checks, passed the drug test, passed the physical, everything. And then when push came to shove, when I had to go and get my officer's badge at the airport police, I was informed that you could not be a dual employee, meaning you could not work for the airline and work for TSA. TSA was okay with it, but the airline company, the outfit that I work for, DGS, said, we will not allow you. And I fought all the way to the top to the head of HR down in Atlanta and pleaded my case, but they said no. So for 72 hours, I was a sworn employee, and then I had to sign and write a letter of resignation. saying I regretted it, and they were so nice over at the TSA. They really were, and I think they wanted me to stay, but as we have learned throughout this podcast, we really, our flight benefits are something we really cherish. Well, when you can go. I mean, Matthew basically uses them all the time. But anyway, so as a former federal employee, I feel I protected the country's, airports and
I really did the training.
It was very real, and I had to go through the proper steps. So, I'm not asking for people to thank me.
Can we just get on?
I know you want to thank me, but I'm stopping.
Do we want to talk about the hockey tournament at all?
Yes.
Or are people too bitter that St. Thomas lost when they shouldn't have ever even been there?
I'm not bitter at all.
It was such
awful.
I am proud of them.
But that is such an awful thing to say, because that game that they lost to is BS because they disallowed that goal. Ref, how about you blow your whistle? It was a 3-2 game.
But
game
it was
over.
A clearly like offsides
then
play.
Then blow the whistle. How about they do that?
Well, I don't hate to be, the refs blew it. The refs didn't blow it, but I did disagree with
the
first.
We're the ones that blew it.
But I did disagree with the first penalty call, which they scored on a power. Hillary scored on a power play where it was pretty.
Right. First two were BS.
Let them play. And but you know what? We got beat, and Hillary played a really good game last night. Eden Prairie, I thought, was going to beat Hillary. Because if Hillary would have played like they did against St. Thomas, they would have lost. But Eden Prairie just didn't have it, and Hillary, hats off to them. And hats off to, Yeah, that's good. They did a good job. They've earned it.
You know, you have those schools where it's like a rivalry, and like you just really don't want them to win. That's Hillary for me. Like,
it's not a even lot, a
that's
rivalry.
Edina for a lot of people. It's Hill Murray for me. I just, they don't need to win. Anyone else, but like, I wanted Eden Prairie to just stomp all over them. Not a huge Hill Murray girl.
I hate Hill Murray.
I don't, and I found out something very nice that might change your opinion, folks.
No, it won't.
Hill Murray coach Bill Lechner is a University of St. Thomas grad.
Oh,
is
well,
a Cretan High School grad.
About that.
Not helping us out.
And a Nativity grad.
That's cool.
Nativity of our Lord in St. Paul.
Roots, but made some wrong decisions after.
Clear.
So anyway, I'd like to see a local do well, and he's been there forever. And you know what? You know why you dislike Hill Murray? It's why so many people dislike St. Thomas Academy. Because of their success.
No,
their hockey success.
You are full of BS.
Oh, I'm actually shaking.
Almost positive that St. Thomas has won either equal or more state.
Not comparable.
Yeah, it is not even on the same line.
St. Thomas is good at sports around the board, not just
Hill
hockey.
Murray, they got a lot to figure out.
It's the same reason you dislike Edina for sports. It's not that you hate them. You want to dismiss their success.
I'm so confused why you are putting Hill
Murray is a hockey school. They're not good at any other sport.
They're not even that great at hockey.
No,
they're not. When's the last time they made it in the tournament?
I don't have those stats available to me
because
I was working as a teacher.
And
also, who won state last year for baseball? St. Thomas.
McLaren, yeah, you don't go there.
I'm not saying
for all. I know
I don't.
McLaren wants to come back as a boy so she can go to the academy.
Do you guys know I would thrive if I could have gone to STA? I would have thrived at STA. Like, it is my dream to go to STA.
Hey, you could. You could teach there.
True.
No, that is horrifying. Wow, I don't want to go near STA as a girl, but if I was a guy, I would thrive at STA.
So that's, anyway, I just wanted to mention that. That brings it a little bit closer to home, and I'd like to see a local guy, if he is a champion, be congratulated.
That brings it closer to home for just some of us, not for me.
All right. Congratulations, Coach Billy Boy. Way
speaking of teaching.
Yes.
We're in the final days of negotiations between the union and SPPS administration.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it's not looking good. So Miss McLaren will not be in the classroom on Monday. She has training.
Oh, yeah.
And has to, if they decide to strike Monday, return her laptop to her desk and walk out of the building until...
But don't worry, I have great moral support. I have had people offer to bring me coffee on the picket lines. I've got some good moral support. But yeah, no, I don't want to do it.
None from me.
That's all right. My friend's got my back at Sam, at Emma.
I am extremely nervous for you, but I want them to settle this. I don't want to see
I'm not nervous
apparently
at all. It's going to be settled within a matter of days.
They worked yesterday for 13 hours, and
nothing happened.
There's two conflicting, both sides are so, the emails you get from the union and then from the superintendent are so opposite that it's like, made agreements on four proposals, but they still haven't talked about the major one, which is why both sides are not giving in. But they met for 13 hours and nothing.
Well, they're meeting today. Meetings were not scheduled for tomorrow. That's probably changed now.
I have no idea.
I'm assuming.
Well, I hope so. It's really it's
spooky
because this is real life.
Hopefully they'll get it worked out, or her first year of teaching will be even more memorable than
it's
been already.
I bet they can find a way to not spend more money on it. That's the thing.
Well, I don't even know enough about it, but it all goes down to where they want the money to go, and
yes.
I don't even know.
And in almost every single company, you can find spots where they're spending too much money.
Thank
so I'm
you,
sure
Gabe.
That I'm sure that applies.
We
to
got
a
union
district.
Supporter. Oh, for sure.
No, I'm not a. No.
You have to support the union with
you don't
me.
Have
on
to
I don't support the union. I'll put that out there. I don't. I think we give too much money to them already.
To whom?
No, you
the
don't.
Teachers?
Yeah, I do. That every single year they're like, we need more money for this, we need more money for that. We give you more money every single year. It gets to a point where it's like, we've given you so much.
Not,
use what we have given.
It's not even like money for me personally. Like it's, it doesn't. It's not
I'm
even
talking
a
about
raise.
For schools in general. Like, I'm not talking about you, as teachers. Last year, as soon when Governor Walz went in, he was talking about like giving money to schools and all of this.
But here's
now,
the program.
Here we go again.
With
no,
the,
Dad,
with the,
I don't
with
care
the education
about
budget. It's not the teacher and the teacher pay. They're top heavy, and that's where the school district needs to figure out where they're wasting money. That I agree
but
with you.
Instead,
a lot of money is
instead
wasted.
Of figuring out where they're wasting money, they're just going to ask for more.
They but, always ask for more, and they always over budget, so it seems like they're not getting what they need. And
but
that's
very
what needs
clearly
to be fixed.
Are.
Too
that's,
much goes to the administration and not
they're
enough
top heavy.
Trickles yes. down into the schools.
Okay, yes, I agree with that, but don't hate on the administration. That could be me one
now,
day.
Now, what is happening here is happening with the people that are deciding this. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
one side's
let's
right.
Let's talk about coronavirus.
Mm. Oh,
the biggest fake thing.
That was going to be my thing.
That you know could what? Also be, oh, well, perfect.
I, yes. That was
you're
my
not
thing.
Going first,
my view on this is, as a germaphobe
well, let's
myself.
Let's just talk corona right now.
Well, if I've got an article on that.
Sophia.
Can I go?
Okay.
As a germaphobe, I think this is a great eye-opener of how Americans should be taking proper procedures to be sanitized, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It should not be weird when someone pulls out a Clorox wipe and wipes down their desk or in a car or anything.
Okay.
We should be doing this all the time.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
So, when you go sit down at your desk or table or wherever you're sitting at the university, are you wiping down every time?
Yes, I'll wipe down. I have Clorox wipes in
my... Oh,
my
gosh.
So, every time you're cleaning, and do people look at you?
No, they
yeah,
avoid her.
But,
no, they avoid her.
Yeah. I mean, like, sorry for being clean.
Yeah. Good. I'm happy you do that.
I mean, I do the same on an airplane.
Yeah.
I would never
I would agree on an airplane.
Knock it on an airplane and do that.
Snotty Potty had almost the same idea. He tweeted, I made some hand sanitizer out of your vodka. The hand sanitizer doesn't taste bad either. Cheers to Tito's vodka, keeping me germ-free and feeling good at the same time.
There you go.
Now, you know what I heard? And this could be... I heard that does not work.
No, here's Tito's response is, per the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, washing hands with soap and water is the best way to get rid of germs in most situations. If soap and water are not readily available, you can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. You can tell if the hand sanitizer contains at least 60% alcohol by looking at the label. Tito's handmade vodka is 40% alcohol, therefore it does not meet the current recommendation.
Makes so sense, because it's 80 proof, yeah. Right?
I kind of wish they came back with a joke with that. Like, why did they have to answer it so seriously?
Just clean your
well,
mouth
because
with,
they're
clean
trying
your mouth
to cover their
right,
you guys,
right,
tush. You guys.
Yeah.
Corona is fake news. I really believe that
it's
people
not.
Are blowing this out of proportion so much.
It could
that
be
it's
fake
like,
news, but I still don't want
to
get it.
You don't need to go buy seven things of freaking toilet paper.
No.
You're going to make it, people.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I think we do. Because when other people panic and they buy out the entire store and then you're like, oh, well, shoot. I didn't think that this is going to happen. And now I'm unprepared.
I'm not scared about getting the virus. I'm scared about the economics of this. Because since everything is driven off of when people panic. And, I mean, think about the Great Depression and stuff with food and everything. Everyone just panics and... That's what we can't do. Everyone needs to stay calm and act normally.
But that's not
going
to happen,
normally.
So we need to get stuff too. But Mom
what
does not believe
have?
Me.
I have stuff.
Mom bought one extra thing of like paper towels, and she's like, I'm ready. Come
hashtag
on. Bring
ready.
It. Bring it to me.
I bought wipes. I bought bleach.
Yeah.
Advil.
Cleaning
a new thermometer.
Stuff. We have
towels.
No
paper towels, toilet paper.
No food. We have... Literally no food.
I've got a bunch of pasta.
What, are you just going to run out of food halfway through?
I just bought rice. Okay, then this means we're all going to be skinny by the end of it if we don't have food.
Sophia, you won't have your fresh produce.
I know. I'm panicking about that, actually.
She went from happy to panic in a second.
Sorry.
Italy has restricted.
Yeah, she just told us to not panic about
things. I got
things.
Us a line on toilet paper. If it's running low, I know where to go.
Look at that.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
already rhyming
she
the coronavirus.
She does have a plug for toilet paper.
Italy is restricting a quarter of their population. I don't know what that means. That was just a headline. I haven't clicked on it yet. But
Northern Italy, I think, is all under quarantine. There's no in or out.
CDC has only tested 1,583 people. It is very serious. Some people are saying that all hospital beds will be filled with patients by May 8th.
Oh, come on. This is so fake.
But shoppers throw punches over toilet paper. Nightmare of living in isolation. There's story after story about federal agencies, of which I was a firm. I'm not with the federal agency anymore.
No. You want to get punched, Mom? Do you want to get punched?
No, you can't say that.
Well, she's going to go and have to fight for the toilet paper that we don't have.
Oh, I thought you were threatening to punch her.
No, yeah. Mom's pulling her hair right now.
I knew he wasn't saying that. Okay. Listen, Gabe, what should we stock
food.
Up on?
Food. What's the only thing?
15-year-old boy is very concerned about food.
You're
going to
eat the toilet paper when we're out of food and we can't?
Some people probably do. My strange addiction.
Yeah.
Sure, there's a toilet
paper. I'm just confused. What are you going to do? You're just going to eat all the Advil that you bought?
Got it. I know what we can do, and it will satisfy Sophia's fruit thing. You know those little mini apple and cherry pies that I like?
No, Dad.
You stock up on those. You get some of your fruit. You get sugar, some carbs.
Before anything, let's stock up on alcohol. We might as well have a couple cocktails if we don't have any
food.
If we
got a break glass, smoke you're talking.
Lucky. I'm going to the craft store and stocking up on crafts.
No. Oh, my God.
Of course. See, here we
People
go again.
People falling around her. She's knitting a scarf. knitting
I'm gonna
a mask.
That's what I was just going to say. I'm going to knit a face mask. We could wear them next weekend at the auto show.
No. I literally hate all
table talk face mask.
Yes, I would love to do that.
I might.
The flip side of this, it is serious. People are thinking about it, whether it's how much should I stock up in food and supplies. On the other side, should companies be profiting from this? When people are dying, people are being infected.
Of course.
Mask makers.
Should they profit? No.
Lysol. The hand sanitizer, Purell.
What kind of question is this? This is like Halloween.
Is it ethical?
Is it ethical? Because there are, is it now, cleaning companies that are, they're busier than heck, and they're raising their prices.
So you
to
want
get a clean?
You want people to do this shit for free? Are
no,
you kidding
no,
me?
No.
Swear.
What I'm saying is,
I swore because y'all are a bunch of libs if you're saying this kind of
their
stuff.
Their product hit a total high, and you know what? That product is also going to hit a low once all this dies down. So let them hit their high.
They're busy. They'll need to buy it all for a long time.
They're
so
busy working their butt off.
Oh God,
so they get to charge more if they're working around the clock.
And I'm sure they're excited. That probably sounds really bad, but like excited about their product doing well, even though there will be a fall. What goes up must come down.
Well, most of it is down right now.
While the spread of the coronavirus continues to unnerve Americans, some companies are experiencing a boom in business, even if there's no guarantee that their product will stop the spread of the virus. I'm reading from a USA Today piece. School leaders and parents have been particularly eager clients, especially for cleaning services and products. One Ohio school district recently spent $16,000 on room cleaning machines. A Florida district spent $45,000 on disinfectants, and some Wisconsin districts have inquired about locally made machines that blast an aerosol fog to decontaminate rooms, priced at $90,000 to $110,000 per unit.
The thing, though, here is you can't look about what the company's doing and what they're raising their prices for. We have to look at us as consumers and what we are willing to pay. The companies don't decide this. It's the consumers that are deciding what the companies put out and how much they're putting out for.
Okay, then, do you think it's unethical for them to raise their prices? They might have to out of demand or just flat out making money. Do you think that's ethical for them to raise a cleaning service to raise their?
Yes. It's called business. You've never done it before, and you never will do it.
A little shot in there.
Within reason, yeah. I mean, I think they should raise their prices. Their demand is higher.
Exactly.
They have to weed out. They can't be affordable to everyone.
So at the Purell plant, when they're shipping out new hand sanitizers, they shouldn't raise their $2 product to $4.
No,
because
not
they're
at Purell.
Okay.
I think they should.
Might as well.
Once you see an opportunity, you take the opportunity.
Talk about
you just
cleaning,
don't sit back.
St. Thomas has implemented now their, I don't know, what procedures. and they have hired more cleaners for the school. Mm. And they now have online schooling in place just in case this happens. If they have to close the school, the boys will still be online schooled, and that's all in place now. The cleaning, and what else did they say, Gabe?
They're putting hand sanitizer things around the school. There's janitors and stuff that are, like, cleaning the entire school after the day is done, like, more than they
normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then they implemented the online schooling.
Even around here, you can't walk 10 feet without finding hand sanitizer. They sent out an email here to wipe up. But also, who is at risk? Our grade school children and middle school and high school children.
Only a handful of kids have been diagnosed with corona out of all of the people.
You know, my mother is 93 years old, and I went to see her last Thursday, and she lives in a memory care unit, but her unit is small, but it is within a big elderly community, and there's big signs on the door. They currently have influenza in the building, and it's the first time this year that they have had that, and it's very restrictive of what you can and cannot do there. And I brought her down to bingo. They still are having bingo. I'm not sure if that'll continue for how much longer. Mm-hmm. But there was probably less than half the amount of people in bingo. She won three times because there was no one
there. Love that for her.
And then you had to, you know, use hand sanitizer to get out of bingo, which she was not happy about. But, I mean, for that population, it's concerning.
Yes.
You know, and if I'm sick, I will not go there because I don't want to get her sick. I don't want to get anybody else sick. But I don't know. It's scary for that population.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they are completely at risk and not, you know, they're not. I mean, they're facing, if you're that far, you're close to the end circle of life.
There's so many people in and out of there, too. You know, beyond the staff.
Right, yeah. Right. Hmm. Well, good luck. I mean, that would be just horrible if it races through a senior home, any senior home across the country
has.
That will wipe everybody out.
Yeah,
it has in Washington.
That's real. It's real. And now, 32 states have had someone infected. Hmm. That should just scare the heck out of
you. Well, just since Friday, that's really doubled. Friday, it was just a little bit on the coast and a few, you know, Illinois, and we were
added
to the list.
But I think in this little segment on the podcast, you can see who's really, like, overly concerned about this and who's just kind of been like, yeah.
What up?
You and Mom are, like, very concerned leading this conversation, and everyone's like,
the virus.
Well, you're young.
What you doing?
I am concerned about the unpreparedness and the chillness that we have of it.
That's me.
Because it's going to hit us like a tank, and we're going to not know what we're going to do.
I'm concerned for myself of getting the virus
because
I have bad respiratory issues.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
Mom, I'm...
No, she's not say that.
No, do your thing. Everybody can do the thing where it's like, do that.
The wheezing?
No, she does this weird...
I'm not wheezing right now.
Well, I'm going to probably end this conversation and move us into something.
Okay, wait. One last thing. Just one last thing.
Yeah, I'm so bored.
The debate is over for the administration is what they should have told the American public.
Yeah.
If you have this and you don't know how to stop it and you're trying to control it, do the American people need to know everything, or is it okay to not cause a widespread panic and not tell them everything?
What debate is this?
Whether or not we know everything.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, the debate is what we should have been told immediately and what
they
didn't
know. We were
told
immediately. China didn't say anything to anybody until it was a problem there. And then the CDC said before it hit us that it was coming and that we need to prepare. I think they did a great job with the way that they did it.
Okay.
I just don't care about corona.
All right, since you want to get moving, go ahead, Mame. I'm worried about it. I'm worried that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And
well,
I don't know who's...
They say it will. Yeah.
Well, then it's pretty serious. And for you guys being young, you've never experienced anything like this because everything's always
for Ebola. What have you experienced? Yeah. That's so much.
Ebola, SARS.
I was alive for all of those.
Guys,
I don't mean the bubonic plague. I was there.
Not you, Gabe, but McLaren's been alive for Ebola. Yeah.
But what I'm saying.
Swine flu.
What I'm saying avian. Is I didn't personally experience the country did. And we found a way to stop it.
So why are you going to personally experience this one now? So moving
on.
It's just a fear of the unknown.
Yeah, that's
there's no fear, people.
There is a fear.
There shouldn't be.
Let's go, McLaren.
Thank you.
Have the Kardashians chimed in on that?
Dad?
No, because they're living their life not worried about something as stupid as the coronavirus.
I bet Kanye is worried about the coronavirus.
Call me naive.
They're in their glass castles with their Clorox wipes.
Right.
Yeah, because they're so already germ-free because their house is just nothing.
All right, I'm moving us along because I'm really over corona.
Next
I don't want to
up for beds and the price is right.
Well, last year we got the Let me start over.
Let's go.
Boys State Hockey Tournament. I'm bringing us back there. Last year, if you were listening to the podcast, we got some very unfortunate news that the all hockey hair team man that created the videos about the hair had retired. However, 2020, new year, new video, same guy. He's back.
He did it.
What? It says the guy threatened retirement. So last year he's like, I'm done. I'm not going to do this. But a charity contributed to the Hendrickson Foundation Game On Minnesota. They brought back the 2020 All Hockey Hair Team. So it is back.
Yes.
It is alive. And it is here at the 2020 Boys State Hockey
Tournament. Saw the video posted on Facebook. And to tell you the truth, I didn't even click on it. Because I didn't know it was
him.
Yes. So I just thought, oh, you know what? I don't care. I don't need to see and it. It's not going to be the same.
It will actually be funny because no one really did hockey hair this year.
I really think people heard he was retiring.
Right.
And
I thought so too.
Because you'll get the kids that are trying to get on it and they'll like brush back their
so
hair.
So now
or
you'll kind of see like the reels that are like OG.
Yeah, so I have not watched the video, but it is back and it is alive.
Well, you're giving me something very exciting to watch, though.
Yes. So go on and check it out. It's 2020 Minnesota State High School All Hockey Hair Team presented by Great Clips. So,
Sophia, let's not watch this right now.
Yeah, this would be way too distracting.
You don't have to mention that we're watching it.
We might be distracted.
I'll be distracted. Yeah, just
and then
pause.
We're all going to go, oh, he's got good hair.
Yes.
Plus, part of watching this is hearing
it. You want to hear what he's saying.
The biggest part is hearing
it. I just wanted to look.
Oh, whoa.
All right.
The girls are liking a guy. Oh, I guess it would be me because aren't you Corona?
Yep, Dad
Corona?
Is done with Corona off the table.
And then what about, no, I had a Corona. Check my
and
Twitter
Gabe?
Account. I had a Corona last
Weren't
night.
Weren't you Corona?
I was Corona.
Thank
so
God.
So I guess it's to me and mine is maybe if you're panicked over Corona, you might want to consider visiting some water. And...
What, Mom?
And, the positive effects that living by water, going to water, sleeping by water can have on your life.
I'll back this up.
I have a little water bottle next to my bed.
I don't think that counts.
Kind of
there's a reason why Australians are so attractive.
With nature. And
that's a
there
big
is
desert,
a
Sophia.
Correlation between water and happiness.
Sophia, Australia is a big desert.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's a big island.
You guys, you're wrecking Mom's thing.
I will show you the desertness
Stop.
Of Australia.
Please continue, Mom.
So anyway, the people are willing to pay more to live on water and to have an ocean view if you're going to a hotel or something. And just the positive effects that can have on you, I think, especially in Minnesota at this time of year when we're all water deprived, sun deprived too, how nice it can be to go. And Sophia's crying.
I'm
she
not
misses
crying.
The beach.
I just, that's where I belong. I always freezing here and dry and. Just everyone's so attractive in the summer when they're by water. And then it's like
so
everyone gets
attractive.
Ugly again.
Not me when I take my shirt off and start walking up
well,
and down the beach.
I mean, I've
like,
never
Ugh.
Been ugly a day in my life, but I'm just saying I'm more attractive in the summer.
That makes sense, though. If you're hearing those waves lap up and you're just, I don't care, even if you're there for the afternoon, it is calming. Or, you know, going by Minnehaha Falls. Listen to those falls, you know, thunder in, and it's so peaceful. And people love water. Rivers. Think of when we go on the St. Croix. It was just, mm-hmm. you kind of shut yourself off from the world, and it was just fun. You were just kicking back and relaxing.
I know I'm much happier if I buy water. Much happier person.
Well, the thing though is you need to take that into account, Mom. You need to manifest that, because people think that they need to, that they're stuck wherever they are. And if you were to venture out and say, you know what, let's go move by water, that for you would be manifesting happiness.
I tried that for 25 years. I couldn't get Dad to.
You just have stuck. To do it.
Dad likes to live in the city. Well, but anyway, there's proof that it helps to lower anxiety, lower stress, lower your heart rate, lower your breathing rate, helps manage PTSD, addiction, autism.
Hmm.
So anyway, I just think that's my big
point. That is very important.
So everybody just find some water. Things are going to work out. It'll be all right.
That's for
you
me.
Might be full of coronavirus, but at least you'll be calming while you're doing it. No, I agree. You can't argue with that. That anxiety level is always low.
Yeah.
Even if we go to Lake Elmo, at Lake Elmo, just sitting there or walking around in the water, it's so funny that water has that effect on people. Because there aren't any waves. It's just sun and it's a, you know,
man-made pool.
Man-made chlorine pool.
Yeah.
It's still very nice to do that.
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of on the same path, I have a few healthy tips.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with, since we're talking about being calm, I know Mom has one, but getting a salt lamp, I think, would change everyone's lives. They are so relaxing. I always have mine on. It's such a calm vibe in your room. Okay.
I do like
no comment. I agree. Right.
I can't comment.
I love the light that the salt lamp gives. I don't know that, you know, the salt does me any benefit or, you know, but the light is very soothing. But I will say, people, if you get one of those, put it on a plate or on something else. Don't be stupid like I did and set it on top of a dresser, because they sweat and melt and the salt drips off down and hardens on your surface, and then you have a real problem.
Can't get that
so
thing.
Speaking from experience, keep it on something.
I would say that's one of the
just get a lighter and light it off.
One of my favorite parts of the evening.
He said it melts.
Is going into our bedroom, turning that salt light, just the salt lamp on, and then closing the.
It just
the
helps
drapes.
You set your environment.
It's calming.
Like I'm going to bed, and I had a great day, and it's so relaxing.
Hmm.
Everyone needs it in their life.
Yeah. And then you can turn on your wave sound machine.
That's on you.
Or you can listen to yourself breathe.
Wheeze.
My next one is drinking ginger tea before bed or after dinner.
You know, I've been doing this for the past couple of months. I've seen an entire change in the way my body acts.
Ginger is super good for your digestive system. So
I drink
good
ginger and Diet
after.
Coke.
No, McLaren, that does not count.
What do you do with that raw ginger that I buy for you?
I have it in a smoothie every morning.
She eats it raw.
And then sometimes I'll put that into my ginger tea. I don't grate it, but I do the garlic smasher with it.
Okay.
And then I just drop the ginger
That's
in there.
That's the grossest thing I think powerful. I've ever heard.
What? So good.
You have like garlicky ginger in your
tea. There's no garlic.
And we do clean the ginger press in between uses, by the way.
Yes. Okay, and then my last thing, okay, this is kind of interesting, but when people are going on a diet and stuff, they always are kind of restricting. And so I was thinking about how people should be asking themselves, what can they add into their diet versus what can they take out? I think this is a great mindset that no one really thinks about. Like, oh, what can I add? You can add, you know, a certain...
Cheesecake.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2 Diet Cokes instead of 1.
I am in the wrong family.
Make
this
a cheesecake
stinks for
today.
Me. I can't talk to anyone about
Sophia,
health things.
I think that's a really interesting
You're right. That is a
concept.
Good idea.
Yeah. Like, I add more vegetables.
Like, what type of Doritos
yeah,
am I
Yeah, or like,
add?
How can I
don't
get...
Don't stop eating chips. Just add more vegetables.
Well, because then I think that as you start making your list about what you want to add... You're going to be taking things out because you're going to be full. If you say,
automatically.
Okay, if I just have one apple a day, that's taking out probably a handful of chips that you've been eating.
That's very true. For a snack, you'd have that instead of.
So you could just put like peppers on top of the Doritos that you're going
to
eat?
No, I'm just saying it's better to say, instead of telling your body, no, you cannot have this, say, you can have this instead. You know what I mean? Instead.
I think people would be more successful in diets if they had a mentality like that. And I actually mean that.
Yeah. Yesterday, I made a half a turkey sandwich. And I added carrots instead of the Cheetos that I would, the half the amount of Cheetos, and I added those carrots, and it was the crunch was
nice.
The crunch was what I wanted. So
in
there,
case you guys, I
like how you had
to
go back
know.
To admit that you did have the Cheetos still.
Yeah, hell yeah, half the
amount. It was gonna be where you just had the carrots, and then you're like, okay, and half the amount of Cheetos.
Dad has an obsession with Cheetos.
It was just a handful as opposed to a pour, as a pour them on the plate. I do have an obsession with Cheetos.
You'll put them in the little bowl, and I'll mix them with peanuts,
ew,
and I'll try and offer it to
gross.
Everybody in the room at least twice,
custom
and everybody
mix.
Will say no.
It's a custom mix.
Repulsive.
All right, so add healthy things to your diet is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Gabe, who's up?
No,
I already
that's
went.
A wrap, sir.
No. Already?
Yep.
Let's plug our auto show one more time.
We will be at the Twin Cities Auto Show next Sunday, and that is Sunday, March 15th.
So, yeah, and so our time frame is 10:30 to 12:30. So my guess is podcasts would begin at 11.
11 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
But get there at 10:30.
Because you got to
really,
get in front of the crowd.
Yeah, you're gonna. We're not reserving spots for people, so you just have to walk on by.
The autographs.
Let's be honest. We have no idea what to expect. I mean, as far as what we're going to talk about, I mean, we'll have a plan, but as of right now, we don't have a list yet. We don't have, know where we're going to be. We don't know what the arrangement is, all that kind of stuff. So we're walking into this completely blind, which is why we want you to come and see us.
Okay, but we're professionals and we do know how to do our job.
Dad,
no,
yeah,
I know
you're
that.
Making it seem
no,
like...
No, I'm being honest. We've never done this before.
You've done it for 30 years.
I'm talking about you guys. I know what I'm doing and I know how it's going to go down, but you guys haven't done this yet.
We get
so.
It, Mr. Federal Agent.
Yeah, I'm not informing the agency of my location inside the perimeter
so,
of the conference
right.
center.
Next so I'm going to start the music
Sunday.
Up.
March 15th, it's at the Minneapolis Convention Center. If you Google Twin Cities Auto Show, you will be able to buy tickets. If you buy them ahead of time, they're $10. Kids 10 and under are free. Buy them at the door, it's $12.
And beyond seeing us, the auto show is really fun, and I recommend it. We've been bringing our kids there since they were little.
I can't, yeah.
And they have always loved it, except the time when Matthew did get his finger shut in.
Ooh.
What was it, a Volkswagen Beetle,
no,
I think.
No, it was a Mini Cooper.
Oh, a Mini Cooper. I remember it was small. Got his finger shut in the door.
Yes.
And we had to go to the medical room there.
Love that. 100% love that.
What a juvenile.
So join us. We'll have some surprises for you if you come out and participate.
Some really good surprises.
Yeah, we hope you can do that.
Come with your questions.
Yeah.
Or just like Sophia, like a question for Sophia, like, what if you, do you recommend this, having this
pepper? Like, how are
pepper,
you so healthy or, and attractive?
Right. And then Gabe, questions for Gabe, like, what's up, Gabe?
And here we go with that.
All right, thank you for listening from our family to yours, Table Talk, Rookies family. You can find us all over social media.
Rate us, subscribe.
Participation. Don't anticipate.
Sanitize your hands and drink water.
The auto show.
Oh, yeah. And sanitize, but not your eyes. I do not tell any lies.